USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An outbreak of tornadoes striking Missouri especially hard late yesterday and earlier today. About 100 people are being treated for injuries after Jefferson City suffered a direct hit from a half-mile-wide twister. Lieutenant David Williams of the Jefferson City Police Department says they're still tallying up the damage and trying to find survivors.
We're receiving multiple calls for people being trapped in their homes. We don't know what they're are sandy trapped. If they can't get out of their front door means one thing, but we do have debris on some homes to where they're not able to access the outside at all.
The storm system leaving 3 people dead in Golden City, Missouri, and at least one person died in Oklahoma. The Pentagon reportedly considering a request to send 5,000 more U.S. soldiers to the Persian Gulf region as tensions rise with Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The feud between President Trump and Democratic leaders only intensifying following some remarks yesterday morning by Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Vice President Mike Pence brought it up during a speaking engagement in North Carolina last evening.
This morning, an hour before Democrat leaders were scheduled to go to the White House to meet with the President to talk about rebuilding our nation's infrastructure, the Speaker of the House actually accused the President of the United States of engaging in a cover-up.
The President denying that there have been any cover-ups, saying at a Rose Garden event yesterday, quote, "I don't do cover-ups." Most American voters approve of abortion rights, according to a Quinnipiac survey that found 65% of American voters agree with the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision and say it should stand. Just 27% say they disagree with that ruling. Most Republicans surveyed said they are against Roe v. Wade. And this is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
One of the biggest ride-sharing services is adding a brand new safety feature for its customers. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Lyft is adding a panic button to its app that immediately calls 911. The ride-hailing company has had one for its drivers since last year, but this is for passengers. The app will also include an enlarged version of a legitimate Lyft driver's license plate in an effort to prevent passengers from getting into the wrong vehicle. The new safety feature is coming a month after a woman was murdered in South Carolina, allegedly by a man who was posing as an Uber driver. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The acting Homeland Security Secretary heads to Capitol Hill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
On Wednesday, in front of a House Homeland Security Committee, acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen discusses the importance of budget requests.
The request would strengthen the security of our nation through enhanced border security, immigration enforcement, cybersecurity, transportation security, counterterrorism, and resilience to disasters.
McAleen also discusses the importance of additional resources on the southern border.
Put the situation in context. In April, CBP apprehended and encountered almost 110,000 migrants attempting to cross without legal status, the most in a single month in over a decade, and over a third of the total crossings we saw in all of fiscal year 17.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.